Welcome back. In this lesson, we're carving a proper jungle fill in Ableton Live 12 for that old-school drum and bass vibe, gritty, swung, and ready to launch the next phrase. A jungle fill is not just a little drum decoration. It's a lift. It's a turn. It's that moment at the end of the bar where the track opens a door and pulls the listener into what comes next. And in jungle and old-school DNB, the best fills feel alive because they're built from timing, ghost notes, movement, and control. Not just random drum hits. We're going to build a short fill from a chopped breakbeat, then shape it with jungle swing, automate a few key filters and sends, and make the bass react so the whole thing feels like one musical event. By the end, you'll have a fill that can sit at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase and lead cleanly into a drop, a switch-up, or a breakdown. First things first. Choose a break that already has some character. A classic Amen-style break is perfect, but any break with clear snare transients, ghost notes, and natural hat movement will work. You want material that already feels like it could breathe a little. If the source is too stiff, you can still make it work, but you'll need to lean harder on timing and processing. Import the break into an audio track and make sure warp is on. For rhythmic material, beats mode is usually the right starting point. Try preserving 1/16 or 1/8, and adjust the transient sensitivity so the break stays punchy and musical. If the audio was clipping or too hot, pull the gain down a bit so you've got headroom to work with. That matters, because jungle fills often get denser before they get bigger. Now decide how you want to edit it. If you want speed and flexibility, slice the break to a drum rack using Slice to New MIDI Track, and Slice by Transients. That gives you each hit on its own pad, which is great for re-triggering snares, layering ghost hits, and quickly testing variations. If you want a more visual, surgical workflow, keep it as audio and cut it manually in arrangement to you. Both work. The key is that you can get at the individual hits. For this lesson, think like a drum editor and an arranger at the same time. Place your fill at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. The goal is not to replace the groove completely. The fill should feel like it's answering the groove. So in the first part of the bar, keep the break mostly intact. Then, as you approach the last half bar, start carving away weight, adding movement, and creating anticipation. A simple way to think about the structure is this. The first part keeps the listener grounded, the middle adds a little tension, and the last part opens up. So maybe the kick stays firm at the start, the snare remains strong as the anchor, and then the ghost notes and hats start dancing a little more loosely. In the final half beat or so, leave just enough space for a short impact, a pickup, or a final snare that slams into the next section. Now let's talk about swing, because this is where the jungle feel really comes alive. You can use Ableton's Groove Pool, and that's a great starting point, but don't let Groove Pool do all the work. Jungle swing feels best when it combines groove templates with manual nudging. Try a subtle 16th note swing, somewhere around 54 to 58%, or an MPC-style groove in the high 50s. Apply it lightly to the drum clip or MIDI region. Then listen carefully. What you're listening for is contrast. The main accents should stay decisive, especially the snare and the core backbeat. The ghost notes, hats, and little pickup hits can sit slightly late. That's the wobble. That's the bounce. That's the human feel. If everything is late, the groove stops snapping. So keep the anchor hits firm and let the decoration relax behind them. This is a really important old-school DNB principle. The pocket should feel unstable, but not rushed. We're not dragging the beat. We're making the in-between notes feel loose while the main hits still punch through. That push-pull is what gives jungle its urgency. Once the timing feels good, start carving the tone of the fill. Put EQ8 on the break group or audio track and automate it across the fill. You can gently high-pass the fill if the bass is busy, especially if you need to clear space for the next section. A cutoff around 80 to 140 Hz can work if you want the drums to thin out a bit during the transition. If you still want some low punch, keep it more modest, around 40 to 60 Hz. Also look at the muddy zone. Jungle fills can get cloudy around 200 to 400 Hz, especially when break crunch and snare body stack up. If the fill feels boxy, carve a little pocket there. Then toward the end of the fill, add a touch of air around 6 to 10 kHz if you want the top end to open up. You don't need huge EQ moves here. Small changes are often enough to make the phrase breathe. Auto filter is another strong move. A low pass that slowly opens across the fill can create a really nice sense of unfolding energy. Or you can use a band pass briefly to create that narrow, tense, almost telephone-like moment before the final hit. The key is that the fill should reveal the next section rather than just getting louder. In other words, Make the following bar feel bigger and cleaner. Now let's add some drum bus shaping, so the fill feels like one performance instead of a bunch of edited bits. Route your break slices or drum layers into a drum group. Then add something like drum bus, saturator, or glue compressor. Keep it subtle. A little drum bus drive can bring out that nasty old school edge. A touch of saturator with soft clip-on can glue the layers together. A glue compressor with a medium release and a slowish attack can make the fill feel more unified. But don't squeeze the life out of the transients. Jungle fills need snap. If the snare gets flattened, the whole thing loses forward motion. If you want extra energy in the last half bar, automate a little more drive or crunch only during the fill. That's a nice way to make the fill feel denser without simply turning it up. It's also a great trick if you're aiming for darker, heavier DNB. A little dirt goes a long way. Now bring the bass into the conversation. A convincing fill usually has the bass reacting in some way. It doesn't have to be the big phrase. Sometimes the best move is just to get out of the way. Automate a bass filter, or pull the bass down a couple of dB during the fill so the drums can speak. You can use auto filter on a res or bass patch to close it slightly during the fill, then reopen it when the drop lands. You can use utility to drop the gain briefly. Or if you've got a more melodic bass patch, like Waveatable or Operator, you can automate cutoff, FM amount, or oscillator level for a short response. A really strong arrangement move is call and response. The drums fill, then the bass answers with a short stab or movement. That makes the whole track feel like it's breathing. In Rollers and Neuro-Influenced DNB, this keeps the fill connected to the rest of the arrangement. In Jungle, it can give you that classic feeling where the drums are driving the room. Next, add one transition element. Just one or two. Keep it tasteful. A short reverse cymbal works beautifully. So does a reversed break tail, a small noise riser, or an impact made from your own drums. You can also send the final snare to a reverb return for a quick throw. Use reverb or hybrid reverb with a short decay, maybe around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, a little pre-delay, and a low cut so the reverb doesn't muddy the low end. The idea is not to sound cinematic. The idea is to make a quick, gritty turn into the next phrase. This is where automation really becomes punctuation. Automate the reverb send up briefly on the final snare. Maybe add a tiny delay send on one ghost note. Open the filter across the fill. Pull the drum group volume down just a hair right before the drop, if you want the next hit to feel bigger by comparison. These are small moves, but they matter. A live good jungle fills end with a strong final snare, a tiny gap, and then the next section lands. That contrast is what gives the fill its weight. If you want a more modern switch up, you can even shut down the top loop for half a bar and let the bass and snare carry the moment. Again, the fill should feel like a signal, not a drum solo. If the fill is working, consider resampling it. Route the drum group to a new audio track and record the fill as audio. This gives you a single clip you can edit more confidently. You can trim tails, clean up the start and end, adjust clip gain, and make sure it sits nicely against the full arrangement. This is a classic DNB workflow move. Resample first, refine second. It helps the fill feel cohesive and keeps you from over-editing the groove. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't swing everything. Keep the kick and main snare more stable, and you swing more on the ghost notes and hats. Second, don't let the bass fight the fill. If the low end is cluttered, automate it out of the way. Third, don't overdo the automation. In DNB, subtle moves often hit harder than giant sweeps. And fourth, don't overload the fill with too many effects. Usually one main gesture and one support gesture is enough. For example, a filter sweep plus a reverse hit is already plenty. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, there are a few nice pro moves. You can add saturation before compression to make the fill feel dirtier and more forward. You can automate a narrow band pass on the final quarter bar for tension, then open it suddenly into the drop. You can create a tiny snare flam by duplicating a snare and nudging one copy a few milliseconds early. And you can use ghost note velocity contrast to make the fill chatter more naturally. Lower ghost hits in the 20 to 55 velocity range, then let the accents hit much harder. That contrast is pure jungle language. Another useful idea is to remove information instead of adding more. A great fill often feels stronger because the next bar feels wider, cleaner, and more open. So if the drop hits harder after muting part of the fill, that's a good sign you're on the right track. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make three different jungle fills from the same break. One should be subtle and swing-led, with light groove pull swing and just a small filter opening. One should be tension-led, with a tighter chop, a reverse element, and a tiny bass duck. And one should be darker and heavier, with saturation, a bandpass move, and a snare flam into the drop. Then compare them in context. Listen for which one creates the strongest phrase lift without cluttering the mix. And here's the big takeaway. A great jungle fill is not about how many sounds you use. It's about movement, timing, and contrast. Use break slicing, swing, automation, and a bit of bass response to create that old-school DNB turn. Keep the low end controlled, let the drums lead, and once the groove feels right, resample it and refine it as audio. If your fill feels loose but intentional, you're on the right path. That's the language of jungle. That's the lift and turn. And that's how you carve a fill that really feels alive in Ableton Live 12.